Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we're diving into a topic that's really exciting for anyone interested in AI image generation. Absolutely, we're talking about crafting Flux AI prompts in under 15 minutes. And trust me, this isn't your typical dog on a skateboard prompt. We're talking about high-quality, production-ready images. Exactly. There's this big myth that creating professional-grade AI images takes hours of tweaking and frustrations, but that's just not true anymore, especially with Flux AI prompts. Right, you mentioned it being like a vending machine instead of a slot machine. Can you explain that a bit more? Sure, with a vending machine, you enter the right code and get exactly what you paid for. But many people treat prompt crafting like a slot machine, pulling the lever and just hoping for the best. If you use the right system, you can get consistent results. That's a great analogy. So what's special about Flux AI that makes it so much faster? Alex. Well, Flux by Black Forest Labs has speeds that are 12 times faster than older models. We're talking about generating images in just 1 to 4 seconds. This speed allows for quick iterations, which is essential in getting the results you want. Jordan. Wow, that's impressive. But what if someone's prompts still look a bit muddy? Good question. About 68% of beginners experience muddy images, and it usually comes down to two things: generic inputs or what we call token overload. Token overload? What's that? A token is a chunk of text that the AI reads. Flux can handle up to 256 tokens, but if you push it too hard, the quality declines. If you go over 75 tokens, the model struggles to keep track of everything, leading to muddled results. Ah, I get it. So keeping it concise is key. Exactly. Now, let's break down how to create a solid prompt quickly. My favorite method is the RTF structure, role task format. This approach can cut your prompt creation time to about 12 minutes. Okay, that's interesting. Can you give me an example of how that works? Sure. First, you define the role. This could be anything from an architectural photographer to a 3D artist. For example, you could say, you are an award-winning architectural photographer. Got it. What comes next? Next is the task. You'll describe the scene you want, like capture a modern living room with floor-to-ceiling windows during golden hour. It's all about being specific, but also clear. And the last part is the format, right? Exactly. This is where you specify the technical details, like 8K resolution or cinematic lighting. Think of it as telling Flux the quality level you're aiming for. That makes a lot of sense. So it's really about structuring your prompts effectively. Yes, when you use the RTF structure, you're essentially giving Flux a clear direction. You don't have to guess for ages. You spend just a couple of minutes building out that prompt. I see. But what if someone's aiming for stylized art instead? Great point. If you want stylized art, reference specific styles and mediums, things like oil painting or Unreal Engine 5 render. It pushes the output in various artistic directions. That's helpful. Do you have any tips for generating variations of prompts? Absolutely. You can use tools like Copilot. For example, you could ask it for 5 variations of a prompt for a cyberpunk city, ranging from photorealistic to anime style. It's a huge time saver. Sounds like a real lifesaver. Now, shifting gears a bit, what's coming up in the world of AI prompts in 2025? Well, there's a major trend towards what's called agentic AI. The recent Flux.1 Pro API introduced features that allow the AI to plan, execute, and check its work, almost like having a mini employee inside your computer. That's fascinating. So it's becoming more intuitive? Exactly. This is a game changer. It gives professionals total control and speed, making it a top choice for anyone serious about their AI projects. So, to wrap this all up, what are the key takeaways here? Use the RTF structure to craft your prompts, be mindful of your token count, and take advantage of the speed of Flux. With a little practice, you can produce professional results in 15 minutes or less. Wow, that's really valuable information. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. Anytime, Jordan. Remember, folks, it's all about structuring your prompts effectively and making the most out of these powerful tools. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.